Hey folks, welcome to the new Sprint Commando. I'm your host, Ed Moore. I'm looking at Lawrence and Limbs, X-Mutants number 7 from Pied Piper Comics, out somewhere around August of 1987. If you want to get in touch, you can tweet me, blue sky me, or get me on Facebook at Teal Productions, T-E-A-L, like the color. Also, News P Commando on Twitter would work. I'm Indie Man, IamIndieMan@gmail.com. There we go. Is the email address, and comicbooknoise.com/TNC Tango November Charlie, the website. This comes to us from David Lawrence, script, Ron Lim, pencils and partial inks, Tim Dizon, partial inks, lettered by Bob Panea and Tony Addis. Now the front cover here, we have all five of our ex-mutants in their convertible, driving out of town to get to the little village that the Wild Knights have set up. That's where they're heading to after they have left New York City. Full color here, nice renders, nice everything as it has been. This would be a really spiffy cover on the newsstand at the time to have spied and wanted to pick up for sure. Inside front cover is a bunch of business. A Pied Piper Pipeline proudly presents a pageant of peerless publications. I don't have a spit shield, so if that popped hard, I apologize. Into the story here, it's all about businessy stuff there on the inside front cover. The story page itself, we find that they are the ex-mutants just riding along here, reminiscing, thinking about what's gone on, what's happened. Round a curve about, they round a curve in the road, and here all of a sudden is a bunch of wreckage. Come to find out this is supposed to be the village that they were heading to, and it was set up in the middle of the road. I don't quite get that, but there we are. So they are much distraught that their friends that they're looking for are, you know, in this state, because they're assuming that they've all been destroyed here in the village. They hop out and start investigating, and when they do, they run across these Groucho Marx-looking mofos, Harpo and, I don't know, Chico, whichever Marx brothers they're supposed to be. I'm not all that up on the Marx brothers. I know they're not Groucho, so Harpo and Chico, I guess. Let's see, who is this? This is Lorelei is the first to run into them, and she's going to kill them, but then she's stopped by Belushi, who explains to her that she was about to do the same thing that the professor did, which is what caused them all to decide to take off and go somewhere else. So she's fallen into the same trap that the professor had. Talkie-talkie, the Marx brothers here tell him, look, we didn't have anything to do with this, but, you know, go ahead, we'll answer any questions you have, just please don't kill us. We cut to the professor, who is wound pretty tight, and Norma Jean is trying to talk him down. He explains to her basically a quick recap of everything that has happened since Fred is dead, right, and how it's just got him wound up so tight that he doesn't know what to do. And actually, he would like to get the impression of the ex-mutants. You know, what would they have done in his position? But they've traipsed off now. Cut back to the ex-mutants, talking to Harpo and Chico here, finding out that, they don't live in the village. They just came on the village, came up onto it, you know, wandering around in much the same state that the ex-mutants have found it. So the ex-mutants decide to split up and go checking things out. We have Aaron and, we have Aaron and Vicky and Angela and Belushi all going. Lorelei and Belushi stayed. Aaron and Vicky and Angela go investigate while Lorelei and Belushi keep their eyes on the Marx brothers here. And each of them, first Aaron, you know, thinks and wanders up on something interesting. Then Vicky thinks and wanders up on something. And then Angela thinks and wanders up on something, and the something happens to be a tank that rolls in behind her, pins her, figuratively, up against a wall. And when they, the rest of the ex-mutants, let's see here. I'm sorry. Let me go back. We have some ads here. The first one here after page, whatever this is, the page where the tank rolls up on Angela. The graphic albums available now advert. 1, 2, 3, 4 graphic novels that Pied Piper has. And then adverts for Wild Knights, Hero Alliance, X-Mutes Universe Files, and The New Humans. And then a page here by David Lawrence, just talking about the development of the property here. The tank fires, I guess, off to the side. Everybody else hears it and comes running to see what Angela is doing. And they find her standing with her back against a wall, her sword upraised, trying to face down a tank. And the tank tells them, first one was a warning shot, surrender now, or the next one's for real. So now the rest of the ex-mutants attack several swords. Belushi tries to manhandle the tank. Vicky has found an automatic weapon, looks like maybe an AR, that she shoots the tank, and of course they just bounce off. Everybody starts running away, and the tank, you know, turns and takes another shot at them, chasing the ex-mutants, who run into a couple other soldiers, which they take out real quick. But in the taking out of the soldiers, the tank catches up to them again. Now, as they ran off, we find that Angela ran off to the side, whereas the other four ex-mutants ran linearly away from the tank, and they end up getting captured. So now the four ex-mutants, not including Angela, so it is Aaron, Vicky, Lorelai, and Belushi, are now captured. They're taken to a prison. They find out that Zach is here, and the prison is being administered by, I think, a dude that's going to be named Frog here, according to the next page, which is an advert for issue number 8, which is not one on the coverage list, as this is the last smiley, happy episode of the Newsprint Commando for 2024. So I won't be moving on with the X-Mutants. That was just current year. Next year will be something different. 2-page letters. Next is an advert for the New Humans issue number 2. Inside back cover. Lists, a Pied Piper checklist. Now, be sure to write these down, kids. It is X-Mutants number 8, New Humans number 3, Wild Knights number 1, X-Mutants Universe Files number 1, Beast Warriors of Shaolin number 3, Terraformers number 4, Hero Alliance number 3, Power Factor number 3, Fletcher's Fantasies, which is the first time I've seen this, issue number 1, and X-Mutants Micro-Series Vicky number 1, which I have in the room there in the miscellaneous box. Back cover is an Attention Retailers, the Direct Sales Market Comes of Age. This is explaining, Pied Piper is explaining how to get their books directly from them rather than going through a distributor direct market. So there we go. The X-Mutants minus 1 are captured. The Wild Knights, apparently, because we find one of the Wild Knights here, is captured and is being held in the same prison. And the bad guy, I think the bad guy turns out to be somebody from the Wild Knights book. I think if I remember, Frog. He's a big Jabba the Hutt kind of looking dude. And yeah, I think that's from the Wild Knights. And so, there we go. That winds up the X-Mutants. Winds up Elf Lord. Winds up this year's Pacific Tuesdays. As I said last episode, I still think that I'm going to finish up the Pacific Comics talk for this coming year, the next season of Newsprint Commando. The interstitial books there between Pacific Tuesdays, I don't know what it's going to be. When you hear the first episode, unless it's a Tuesday, which I don't believe it is, you'll find out what my plans are for. I will decide right before I record, and so you will know pretty soon after I know. Thanks a lot, guys. 3 years so far, 3 seasons of Newsprint Commando looked at, talked about some pretty cool books. I think I've gotten some feedback and interaction from a lot of people that have dug, you know, most of the stuff. So hopefully we'll be able to continue in the incoming year and just go from there. Talk to you guys next time. Ciao.